And a man that's born of the Spirit of God, that once had a form of godliness, to deny the word thereof and the power thereof, and to say in the days of miracles is past, when he's born again, he might not be a scholar, he might not be able to explain it, but he believes it.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Like the, if my colored brethren and sisters here forgive me for saying this, a good old colored brother down south, they told a little story of him, said he was packing the Bible and he couldn't even read his name. And he said, Mose, why do you pack that Bible? He said, it's the Word of God. He said, do you believe it? He said, yes, I sure do believe it. He said, I believe it from kibber to kibber and believe the kibber also because it's got Holy Bible wrote on it. He said, how do you know it's a Holy Bible? He said, how do you know it is? He said, I just believe it. That's all. That's all he had. He just believed it. He didn't know why, but he believed it. They said to him, Mose, would you do anything that Bible said do? Yes, sir. He said, if the Bible said so, I'd do it. There you are. He said, all right, Mose. He said, now, what, that stone fence there, if the Lord told you to jump through that stone fence, how'd you jump through the stone fence? He says, does the Bible say for Moses to jump through that stone fence? He said, but what if God would speak to you and tell you to jump through the stone fence? He said, if it was God and he told me to jump, I'd jump.
Amen.
He said, how are you going to get through that fence without a hole in it? He said, if it was God, he'd have the hole there when Moses got there.
Amen.
And that's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
You dare to take God's word and stand there and say it so.
Amen.
Let this poor little nervous woman here. Think she's going to die and everything else is wrong with her, see?
Hallelujah.
You're not dying! So how can I do it, Brother Brandon? Just take his word and step on it one time.
Yeah.
Stand on that word!
Oh.
See what happens. Tell the devil he's a liar.
Yeah.
You've been in menopause all these years. About 57 years old. And get away from the thing! It's the devil! Take God's word and say, by his stripes I am healed.
Amen.
Watch what takes place.
Hallelujah.
Then you'll quit thinking you got heart attacks and everything. You don't have no heart attacks and all that stuff. It's a lie. You don't have it. Just believe God's word. That's right. When you're born again, God vindicates you. That's how. God vindicates all of his nature.
Amen.
What? By the fruits. That's why he vindicates his ministry. Right. All of his servants are vindicated the same way he vindicates nature. How do you know it's a peach tree? Because his brain preaches. How do you know it's an apple tree? It's bearing apples. How do you know it's a Christian? Christian signs bear from it. Christian life comes out of it. How do you know it's a teacher? The word comes from him. How do you know it's a prophet? The word comes through him.
Amen.
Bears record. Vindication. It proves itself.
Amen.
How does it become that? When it dies. It becomes one. That's right, when we die and become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It gets us with our calling. We stay with our calling. The fruits of the Spirit follow us when we are his servants.
Amen.
When we are born again, the fruits of Christ's life follows us. That's right. How do you know it's a peach tree? It's got peaches. How do you know he's a Christian? He acts like Christ. He walks like Christ. He talks like Christ. He lives like Christ. Above sin, victorious. What does he do? Say, see what I've done? Christ didn't do that. He gave all praise to the Father. That's right. That's how you know it. By their fruits you shall know them.